If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Welcome to the show here today. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Dr. Mike Roizen. What's the connection between falling and post-operative complications with elderly people, Dr. Mike?
Well, the people who fell had a much greater incidence of post-operative complications. So that's the, relationship. And the key part of this is there's a way of preventing the falls and the complications. And that is, if you're scheduled for surgery, start walking. Do it with a cane if you need to, and start a program at a Y or someplace using free weights so you can get better balance and stronger. That's the way of decreasing the complications after surgery. So instead of saying I'm falling and I'm going to have surgery and thus that's an increase in complication rate, you can take that complication rate in your own hands and decrease that rate substantially.
Okay, so a little bit of training before, going in would do nothing but help, would be nothing
right.
more
fact,
than beneficial.
Right, in fact, I think all of us, in fact, yes. Joe, I think that's exactly right. I think training before you go to surgery should be what every one of us does.
Well, this was a new one on me. This is the first I've heard of this. Cholesterol drugs and eye damage. What are the details?
Right, this is statin drugs, so common things like atorvastatin and prevastatin, maybe rosuvastatin, it wasn't studied, but all the statins, it looks like they increase cataracts by about someplace between 10 and 30%. So they looked at a large number of elderly, some of whom were taking statins for primary prevention, that means prevention of heart disease, some of whom weren't. But if they were on a statin, they developed the cataract either faster or to a greater degree. So in both cases, you should weigh that in your decision to have statins. And again, although we will do a segment on the Automegas on primary prevention of cardiovascular disease sometime in the future, those Automegas, that is omega 3, 7, and 9, seem to help decrease LDL and increase HDL and may be a good substitute for this since they, in fact, improve eye health. But the statin drugs appear to have this effect. Don't stop them by yourself. There's a rebound. So if you stop a cholesterol management drug on your own, or take it irregularly, you have an increased chance of both inflammation in your body and an increased chance of heart attack and stroke. So don't stop them by yourself. Make sure your doctor helps you taper them off.
But you got to get off them?
That's a good word. That's a good use of the word taper.
Yeah, right. But you should try to get off them because this is big news. Is this something new?
No, I don't think you should try and get off them. That's why I think you should have the discussion with your physician. I think the heart prevention and stroke prevention and inflammation, that is inflammation in your artery prevention benefits, overweigh this. But you should at least know about this and be seen by a ophthalmologist to monitor whether you're at risk for this.
Yeah, and it ties in with, the annual eye exam. Every year. Bridget, what's in that chicken nugget that everybody eats?
Basically fat and skin and a lot of salt.
And they bread them, so there's a lot of simple carbohydrates.
And then they fry them, so there's potentially trans fats, too. The researchers looked at chicken nuggets from two national fast food chains and found that chicken nuggets are nothing more but chicken byproducts that are extremely high in fat. So if your kids really like chicken nuggets, the best thing to do is to make them at home.
Yes, there are healthier ways to make it at home.
Oops. my computer just fell down on that statement. So in the book, you raising your teen, which is one of our books, we have a great recipe on chicken fingers, which really are a panko, crust on real chicken. that is baked and is very healthy. So you can find that recipe. Maybe we should put it on our on the Radio MD website. But
that's a good idea.
For now, we'll put it. We'll write it as a blog for a couple weeks from now. Blog on the Radio MD website with the chicken. Chicken fingers recipe, which is panko and real chicken. So the interesting thing is the average of the two chains, Chicken McNuggets, the average total, if you will, the percentage of real chicken that it was 40%.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's the way a lot of parents introduce their kids to eating solid foods, right? That's the first thing they try to introduce. One of the first things they try to introduce when they want to get their kids to eat, you know, regular food, they take them to get the chicken nuggets, which is, you know,
yeah,
not good.
It's definitely a staple in a lot of kids' diets.
Yeah, yeah,
so
and in schools.
It's a poison.
Yeah.
Well, safe to say.
Yeah. Weight loss apps, yay, nay?
Well, this is an interesting story where they looked at the weight loss apps, and a lot of people were buying them, and they did not have sustained weight loss. Best thing for weight loss is for you to write what you're eating. That's whether you do it by email with a coach or with a friend or some other way, but to write exactly what you're eating every day, to do a food journal and a step journal where you actually record it rather than the app recording it. The app, it's almost a lazy way of getting it. So most of the apps don't have a sustained benefit the way writing a food journal or, if you will, even communicating daily what you're eating that you handwrite with a friend or a coach.
And these findings are pretty significant. They were published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and they looked at 30 of the top apps for weight loss, and that's how they concluded it.
Mm. When we talk about how people should be eating healthy and how the fast food industry is way ahead of the people who try to promote the healthy food, one of the issues that I bring up is about these athletes who promote unhealthy food. And if I see Peyton Manning with another pizza in his hand. But what happens when healthy athletes...
Well, it's too bad it's not Eli Manning and we can really criticize it, right? Say that's why the Giants have gone downhill.
Yeah, well, his brother's playing great this year. But, I mean, that's my point, right? I mean, healthy athletes promote unhealthy food. And for most people, that's a pretty powerful message.
Especially kids.
It is. Who's the older? Is it Peyton or Eli?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton's the older one? He's playing so well.
No, he's got a great year going. He's just terrific. But they all... Go ahead.
It's like you always say, Joe, they're not actually eating these unhealthy foods that they're paid to advertise for. If they're staying in top shape.
Right. That's like Alec Baldwin, actor Alec Baldwin, who is a devout animal rights activist and supports PETA. He is narrating a National Geographic special about killing polar bears. So how does a guy who endorses animal rights narrate a television show that is killing polar bears? It's all about the money, right? It's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and you're right about these athletes. I mean, they're endorsing the product, but they're endorsing the product because they're getting paid to do it.
Well, in the recent study that they just did, looked especially at sports drinks and found that sports drinks are a huge one that are really just high in sugar and added calories that the athletes are promoting.
Right. Okay, coming up is our guest, 35 past the hour. She is a doctor that will share her 10-day digestive tune-up for women. Hopefully there's some information for men there. And that's something maybe I'll ask as we introduce our guest at 35 past the hour. Many apparently so-called cures for women's indigestion are based on junk science. So our guest will provide the perfect plan for feeling light, tight, and bright in 10 days. It's called Gut Bliss, and she'll join us here momentarily on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.